This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today, 8 large tech companies sent a letter to the Obama administration requesting the government put new limits on its surveillance practices. The companies have been asking the government for months to allow more transparency regarding data requests. Today, they also offered a proposal for how to restrict or regulate government surveillance on user information. Ed Wyatt reported this story for the New York Times. Hello, Mr. Wyatt.
Hello.
So some of the tech companies involved here have been advocating for the government to do something for a few months, right? So what's unique about this particular push?
What's unique is that they are all coming together. They have each individually petitioned the government, but they haven't yet spoken in a way that brings the real force that the technology industry can bring to Washington.
Now, the companies on this list, Apple, Yahoo, Facebook, AOL, Google, Microsoft, they do not include AT&T or other telecommunications companies. Why?
The telecommunications companies, dating back to really to the Cold War, they have had a policy of cooperating strongly with government requests for data. And a lot of what the NSA has sought from the telecom companies is not the same kind of data that they get from these internet companies. And so the internet companies, I think, want to stand a little apart from them.
I'm curious as to whether we have a sense of what the government response might be. It seems like the government sort of needs the tech companies' cooperation, and the tech companies are more and more worried about the impact on their own business model and how users might react, right? So they kind of need each other and they need to work together.
There's a lot of things going on. The tech companies are worried about the effect on their businesses. Some of the government has already started to respond. However, there are a couple of bills in Congress trying to strengthen some of the restrictions on this data gathering. And the tech companies want to have it a little bit both ways. They gather all this data for their own purposes, expand their own privacy policies to allow them to market to users, and they want to keep all that information, which proves a tempting target for the government. But they just don't want the government to get into it.
Very interesting. Ed Wyatt reported on this story for the New York Times. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you.